Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm just running down. I'm kind of, I'm not clear on some things right now, but I have a number of charges that I'm having reversed. And if I, you know, I'm trying not to use the bank, and I'm trying to get a hold of merchants. But in this case, it's like shop the latest style is what I have for this charge that landed on 714. Are you guys shop the latest style? Is that part of your name?
Sir, we're a third-party customer support company. So in order for me to assist you, I will need your zip code to look up your zip code to see if you have the account with us directly.
Yeah. Okay. My zip is 97221.
Okay. All right. And what's your first and last name?
David Brandes, B-R-A-N-D-E-S.
Okay. All right. And what's your shipping address?
58. Well, it could be one of two. My shipping address might be 8. Let me double check on because I think it was I have two I have a pay address that's associated with my card, and then I have a shipping address, and they're not the same. So let me check here and verify my typical delivery address here. Okay. Well, you can look at both, but it looks like that it was probably sent to 8665 Southwest Woodside Drive, and that would be Portland, and the zip code on that one is 97225.
Okay. No, sir, that's not the shipping address.
Okay, well, then the shipping address might be the same as the purchase address, okay, the card address,
okay,
which is 5823 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, number 15, Portland, 97221.
Okay. All right. So it looks like on June the 7th, you got the Platinum Ultra Smartwatch.
Yeah.
Okay, and with that company, a part of the terms and agreement is within 48 hours, they bill you for the monthly membership. So the charge
that
you're seeing...
No, that's in the lawyer small print in terms and conditions, and it doesn't show, you know, when I buy these things, and now I'm smart, I've gotten wiser. It's not going to happen anymore because I just canceled my card and got another one because I was afraid people were getting into me. But I've ordered a few things that, you know, I didn't look hard enough and put my glasses on to see that they were going to sign me up for a monthly sort of membership. So you say this began, when did this begin?
You got the smartwatch back in June, and so you were billed for the monthly membership. On your account, you've already been refunded.
Okay, I've been refunded.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, and what was the refund amount?
$67.32.
Okay, I'll check on that. Does it show a date of refund?
Just a second. It was refunded on the 16th.
July?
I'm sorry?
July?
Yes, July the 16th, it was refunded.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I'm just having to get smart because, you know, you got to be careful. And when you think you're getting something for nothing, you probably aren't, you know. And so I need to look at the terms and conditions and stuff and figure out whether there's a sign-up involved. And now it took me a while to figure this out, but it's kind of a new thing online, you know. If they can get you up, you know, get you going for a monthly account deduction, you know, and have you pay it every month for something, they don't put it up front. No, they don't make it real clear that they're doing that because you guys would lose business if they did that. But this way, you know, there's only a percentage of people that call back and go, I want a refund. So, you know, the companies that do this, they make out, you know, they make out like 70, 30, 80, 20, 60, 40. You know, they make out because there's a lot of people that just go, oh, cancel it now. But then if they've been hitting your account for the last 3 or 4 months, you have to ask for a total refund. And some companies will go, do you want a 50% discount on you know, return? Or do you want a 75% on no? Then you want 100% refund? Yes, I do. Then they go, okay, here you go. Because the companies that do this, they don't want the bank to have to cover and deal with it, because the more hits they have from banks, the more their credit gets hit, and the more the more jeopardy they look at with their prospects. And I hope it becomes standard that the terms and conditions are made more clear to people, you know, that are buying things, that they're signing up for a monthly. I've had a bunch of them, and I've had $310 refunded yesterday from hip since April. I had $75 in $10 a month, you know, ultra block hits from Apple Store, you know, that went back to April, and it was like 10 bucks a week. They were charging me $40 a month for an app block on my phone. And I never saw that stuff. So I'm just telling you personally, dear, you know, keep an eye on, yeah, you know better than I do. I mean, you know this game. And so you're probably more careful. But now that I have my bank app, I can look at my charges and I can see what's going on. And I think I've had things over the years where I got hit for a long time every month and I never knew it. And, you know, so anyway, but I'll look it up, and I think I remember seeing the 67, refund. And anyway, I just, one last thing that I'm trying to get through. So thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.